Hi, this is Leanne Juliet. Welcome to the podcast. I wanted to talk about what it actually means to be a disruptor. So this is a term that I've used a lot in my podcast, my YouTube videos, my online presence, social media, all that other kind of stuff, my website and everything, to be a disruptor. And I want to talk about what it actually means to be a disruptor and also how a disruptor actually impacts your life, because being a disruptor is a frequency. This isn't about simply having a disruptive idea, a disruptive thought, or being a rebel or being rebellious in any kind of way. Being a disruptor, a true disruptor, is actually a frequency that you carry within you. And you will either recognize this frequency within you or not, because not everyone is a disruptor, not everyone has this frequency. The thing with disruptors is that we carry what I term a alien frequency within us. This is a frequency that is highly disruptive to this 3D realm that we live in. It is highly disruptive to the human mind, to the human body, to the matrix itself. It is a highly, highly, highly disruptive frequency. Because disruptors are here to bring about such a powerful force of change in the world. And it's not through what we do or say or any of that. It's not about being a rebel or being anything cool and trendy and having a disruptive thought or anything like that. It's actually our frequency that is disruptive. It's actually the frequency of our being that is disruptive. For a disruptor, for a true disruptor, that is, it's not necessarily, like I said, what we say or do or anything. It's not about our actions. It's simply who we be. That is highly fucking disruptive to this realm. Highly fucking disruptive. And the reason why disruptors are on the planet right now, and why more and more are, I suppose, coming into their own and being more noticed and everything, is because things have to change in this world. Let's face it. We live in a realm that is rooted in lower self-consciousness, fear, poverty, war, victim consciousness, hustle mentality, everything that is, you know, that is not the truth of who we are as divine beings. You know, we're conditioned and programmed to be part of the system, to be part of the programming, so to speak, where we get into the education system, the medical system, you know, with through hospitals and doctors and everything, the food industry, being told what to eat and what's healthy and what's not, which is a complete load of bullshit. We are conditioned with our thoughts, our beliefs and everything, religion, politics, whatever, where, you know, if you watch the media, which I don't know why you'd be listening to my podcast if you do, because I am a massive advocate for switching off the fucking media, because it is there to program your mind and brainwash you and to inject fear and shit into your life. But, you know, we're told about wars going on and famine and poverty and people are struggling with this and people are struggling with this and etc, etc, etc. That's all part of the matrix. That is all part of this 3D realm that keeps people rooted in their lower consciousness. People not having enough money, not having enough to eat, people warring and feuding with each other, all the division in the world between whether somebody's vegan or carnivore, whether somebody's white or black, whether somebody's Jewish or Christian, whether somebody's straight or gay or trans or whatever the fuck it is these days, man or woman. There's so much division in the world that we are programmed to include in our lives because it's part of the matrix. It's part of the lower self-consciousness. And so disruptors, what we are here to do is disrupt that narrative. Every disruptor appears in a different, I don't want to use the word industry, but we each have our own unique way of disrupting and our unique circle, so to speak, of disrupting. For some, it could be within athletics. For some, it could be within the media. For some, it could be the monarchy. Prince Harry is a classic fucking disruptor. Whether he sees that in himself or not, his frequency that I read, his energy, is that of a disruptor. So is Meghan Markle. They both carry this frequency of disruption. Andrew Tate, another one who, because I recognize my fellow disruptors. I can read people's energy. I can read people's, what I would term, soul frequency. So I understand who they are as a soul essence. I understand who somebody's divine essence is. I can read somebody's energetic signature. Andrew Tate is a classic example. He's highly disruptive with what he, how he comes across and things he says about escaping the matrix and everything, or his ideas and beliefs towards women. There's a lot of disruption there. Putin, President Putin, is also a disruptor. And the thing with disruptors is that when a disruptor is here to disrupt. That is what I do as well. I'm here to disrupt consciousness. I'm here to disrupt the paradigm. That's my realm that I play in. I disrupt consciousness itself. I disrupt the paradigm of who we believe we are, which isn't our truth. I disrupt the identity, the false identity. That's the whole point of my spiritual purpose here. My spiritual mission is to disrupt consciousness, to literally shatter people's consciousness, the false consciousness, the false belief, the false identity, the false self, and to bring about and activate the true fucking self and the true divine self that lies within. That's what the realm that I play in. Putin, another disruptor. But the thing is with disruptors is that we carry this disruptive frequency within us, but when it is not channeled properly, it can be used either for self-destruction, such as addictions, self-abuse, rehashing trauma, not treating ourselves very well, getting into abusive relationships, staying in shitty relationships, causing harm to others as well, or also being in cycles of drama and everything. That's when the disruptive frequency is turned inwards, because it doesn't have an outlet to be put out there. Whereas when a disruptor, and this is why I love working with my fellow disruptors, that's why I'm so fucking passionate about working with other disruptors, because I recognize that frequency within my clients. I recognize who is a disruptor, who carries that frequency and who doesn't. And I understand how to channel that energy, that disruptive energy, that disruptive frequency into the good of all, into impacting the world and influencing the world and innovating in such a way that we create and pioneer massive fucking change in the world, because that's what I'm here for. But the thing with disruptors, so maybe you recognize yourself as a disruptor, or maybe you don't. Maybe you recognize that you're not a disruptor, but you recognize maybe there's somebody in your life that is a disruptor, or you recognize that frequency within me. The reason why disruptors are in your life, the reason why disruptors are on the planet right now is, as I said, is to bring about such powerful fucking change in the world, because in what we are in 2023, we are not an advanced civilization. No matter what people will say, whatever scientists will say, or the medical industry or whatever will say, we are not advanced. We are so fucking backwards right now and so far removed from our true self that it's literally staring us in the fucking face. There were times in past ancient civilizations such as Lemuria, Atlantis, and Egypt that I've spoken about time and time and time again, where there was a golden age, where humanity lived in harmony with each other, where humanity had free energy. The fact that we are asked to pay for energy, gas, electricity, and everything is fucking bullshit. because energy is all around us. I can read anybody's energetic frequency. I can read the energy. I can walk into a room and pick up on the energy. There is energy all around us, which means we can harness that energy to power homes, to power cars and everything like that. We shouldn't be paying for gas and electricity when there's free energy around us that we can harness. But that's another side note. But these ancient civilizations, these golden age civilizations, had access to powerful healing. They had access to the mind. They were able to communicate telepathically. They were able to move things and build things through telekinesis. The pyramids, I am a strong believer that the pyramids were built through telekinesis, through moving energy, moving objects through energy with our minds, with a collective focus on a particular object. The same with Stonehenge in the UK. The same with any massive monuments that defies logic. It's because of our ability during these golden civilizations to utilize and harness our powerful energy and our powerful frequency. But then whatever happened and civilizations dropped, or maybe we got too thirsty for power or something, and man became too divisive with each other. We are at that point, that tipping point right now. The last 3 years of the shitstorm in the world with COVID and everything has been a massive catalyst. And as a catalyst myself, as a human catalyst myself, I recognize where the larger scale catalysts are happening, such as COVID was a powerful catalyst for people to start to shift their lives, for people to wake up, for people to understand that actually they weren't happy in their relationship, their job, or whatever was going on in their lives, and they wanted to change, which has activated a lot of change in the world. And that is why we're at such a tipping point right now for another golden age. People talk about the age of Aquarius and everything, but this is a tipping point for a golden age of consciousness right now. This is a tipping point for humanity to break through this lower self addiction to living in our lower selves, of being programmed to not have enough, or being programmed to support war or division, or being part of it, or whatever it is. There's so much like lower self consciousness on this planet right now. The porn industry, another classic example, is there to harness sexual energy from the masculine and from the feminine. But let's face it, majority of people who watch porn are men. It is there to harness the masculine sexual energy. It is there to destroy the masculine. It is there to destroy the relationship dynamic. It is there to destroy sexual interaction. It is a lower consciousness way of being in this 3D realm. The same with alcohol. Alcohol is poison. Sugar is poison. The foods that we're conditioned with, like, oh, eat this, this is healthy and everything, really aren't. But we've been programmed again and again and again that this is healthy, live this way, do this, do that. It's all bullshit, all of it. And when you see through that in the way that I do and the way that others do, excuse me, you can see where the illusion is, and you can see why it is so imperative that there are so many disruptors on this planet right now, because of the need to disrupt industries, the need to disrupt beliefs and programming and narratives, the need to disrupt it and burn it and tear it all fucking down. Prince Harry, as I've said earlier, is a classic disruptor. He might not see that in himself. You might not see that in himself. Whatever. I read soul frequencies within people. I read the divine blueprint with somebody. I know exactly who a soul is at the core of their entire fucking being, because I can read that in somebody. I had this conversation with somebody on my Facebook yesterday. I just commented on her photo, and and just said, like, you know, your energy is so powerful as a such and such. Like, I just told her, like, a soul frequency. She's like, oh my God, I've had other people say that, but I wasn't really owning that. I was like, fucking own it, because that's your frequency. Like, I read frequency in people. So I can read people, like, you know, Prince Harry is classic disruptor. He is disrupting the monarchy. Because not necessarily with what he's doing and saying, yes, his elements to what he's doing by leaving the monarchy, but it's his frequency that is so fucking disruptive to his family, to the media, to people, that it's his frequency that is doing the disruption. It's the same with myself. It's my frequency that is highly disruptive. I can be sat in front of somebody and say nothing to them, and I can trigger the absolute fuck out of that person just from them being in my presence, because it's in my frequency that is disruptive. It's who I be that is disruptive. And the disruptors who are on this planet right now, which is why I'm so passionate about working with other disruptors, because I understand how to channel the energy even further into the good of all rather than self-destructive behaviors. You know, I've had issues back and forth with an eating disorder, which I've spoken a lot of times on this podcast. That is a form of self-abuse. Eating disorder is a form of self-abuse. It's a form of self-destruction. And when the addictions of a form of self-destruction, so people with drug addictions, alcohol addictions, sex addictions, whatever kind of addiction, porn addictions, whatever, it's self-destruction. It's self-abuse. It's destruction of the divine within. When somebody is aggressive towards another, when a disruptor is out to cause harm to another, physical harm to another, that is a form of the disruptive energy being channeled in the wrong way, because it is such a powerful frequency that energy has to go somewhere. And if it is not harnessed in the right way, it becomes highly destructive in the wrong way to people. And that is not the point of a disruptor. The purpose of a disruptor is to disrupt the paradigm that we live in, is to disrupt the realm that we live in a way that it creates an opening for growth, in the way that it opens portals for growth and opportunities and freedom and liberation. That is the whole point of a disruptor, is to change the narrative. We could use Usain Bolt, for example, in athletics. Everyone, I grew up watching athletics. I grew up watching the Olympics, the European Championships, the World Championships, Commonwealth Championships and everything. Absolutely loved it. I used to do Olympics in the back garden with my brother. And Usain Bolt came on the scene with his 100-meter and 200-meter sprints that defied all logic, because on paper, he was the wrong body type. He was tall, he was lean, he wasn't short and stocky like the other sprinters. But he blew those fuckers away every time on the field, every time. And what he showed was such a different way to see the world. His just from his being, his energy, his frequency was so disruptive to athletics that people saw that actually, I don't have to be short and stocky to be a sprinter. I can be tall, over 6 foot, and lean and be a sprinter. I could get results like him. So it opened people's eyes to a different way of being. And that's what disruptors do. We open your eyes to seeing the world around you and seeing the illusion around us and disrupting it. We peel back the veil. We peel the layers back. We reveal what's behind the mirror. That is what a disruptor does. It's there to change the dynamics of the world, to change the paradigms, to disrupt things in all industries, media, entertainment, athletics, politics, business, monarchy, everything, every single industry, every single industry and way of being in the world has disruptors dedicated to bringing about that disruption in that niche, so to speak. I really like that word. Such as I disrupt consciousness. I when I work with, like, when I create my podcast, when I create YouTube videos, or I write on Facebook or Instagram, or write on my blog or whatever, or I'm working with my clients, my whole focus is on disrupting consciousness. My whole focus is showing you the mirror. I am such a powerful fucking mirror that people see in me the truth of who they are. They see the good, the bad, and the really fucking ugly when they look at me, when they're around me, because I have the ability to bring about such a powerful reaction when somebody is around me, to activate somebody deeply, to work in the hidden realms with somebody, to show them what is hidden within them, within the shadows, within the darkness, you know, the cast away, the shunned, the hidden, the forgotten about aspects of who we are, and then turn that into gold, to spin it into gold. Because I disrupt consciousness. When somebody, yeah, you know, I can read anybody's energy, anybody's frequency, because I have such a powerful gift of sight, some, you know, very powerful clairvoyance. I can read anything in somebody. So I can read the subtle energy in somebody. I can read the energy that is behind the words. I can read the energy that is behind how they're showing up. It's one of the reasons why every so often I take myself off social media. It's one of the reasons why I unfollow so many different people on social media, such as business coaches or spiritual people, because the energy, I find it really false. I find the energy most of the time illusionary. You know, when somebody is living through a superficial lens, I see that. And so when I'm surrounded in the world by superficiality, I just like, you know, fuck this, I'm just going to switch it off. Which is where I come in with my clients, because I showcase my clients where there's cracks in their energy, where there's a crack in their authenticity, where there's a crack in their frequency, where they're not living in their highest potential, where they're not pushing the edge on who they are, where they're holding on to something that doesn't need to be in their lives, whether that is a relationship, a belief, a way of being, a trauma, a habit, a pattern, something that is from this lifetime or other lifetimes. This is a multidimensional shadow here. But I show my clients where they're holding on to that and how to break free of that. Because that is what I do as a disruptor. When people are in my energy, they feel the disruption. Things leave their lives. That's the whole point of being a catalyst, is to catalyze the change, to be the spark of change, to be the ignition fuel for a powerful fucking transformation and healing, because that's what I do. And as disruptors, we are here to pioneer a new golden age, a new way of being. We're here to pivot the world and to bring about powerful change through who we be, which is why disruptors often, like people in the public eye, often get such a harsh reaction from a lot of people. It's either love them or hate them. Donald Trump, another classic disruptor. Because people are being triggered around them because of the audacity for a disruptor to show up in their frequency, for the audacity for a disruptor to elevate their frequency, to expand their frequency, to be in their truth, and to start to move forwards on their path of truth and authenticity is so disruptive to people around them. Because we literally shake you from the slumber that you're in. We literally disrupt the entire illusion of the world around us that we can't be like this, we can't do this, that this is how it's always been. Well, tough fucking shit, things are changing. So you either evolve and grow with the earth and with the consciousness here on this planet, or you remain stagnant. Like, there's... those are the only two options, either grow or remain as you are. And that's what a disruptor is here to do in the world. Whether you recognize somebody in the public eye or you have somebody in your personal life who is a disruptor, we are here to disrupt the energy of a planet, the consciousness of a planet, the frequency of a planet, the systems and structures and beliefs and everything on this planet that is not rooted in truth, we are here to disrupt and tear it down, because there's something new that wants to come through, and it cannot be built until the old ways, the stagnant ways, the illusionary ways are torn the fuck down. And so having, you know, being able to recognize the disruptor, like maybe you do, maybe you don't, but as disruptors, we pioneer a new frequency on the planet. We pioneer a new way of being through our businesses, through our empires, through our entrepreneurial endeavors, through the industries that we are in, because we're meant to disrupt. And disruption is such a powerful fucking frequency, because it literally creates like a glitch in your energetic field, a glitch in your psyche. It creates that glitch within you where anything that is not truth will be torn down. That's the whole point of disruptors, is to tear shit down. And also we bring about the change as well. So sometimes some disruptors in, and I'm just going to say this whether people like it or not, like I, because I read the frequency, I can understand where somebody is a disruptor and where they're not. And I can see why that person was on this planet and the things that they did. Adolf Hitler. I do not condone what he did. I think it's absolutely fucking horrific what that man did. The Holocaust, everything, the extermination of Jews is fucking horrific. I do not condone that. He was a disruptor, but his frequency was channeled in the wrong way. It was channeled in a way that became highly destructive to people. And then obviously he was seeking out power and everything. It's all about his own ego and power, because his this destructive frequency, this highly disruptive frequency within him was channeled in the wrong way. And it was turned against humanity. That is not what a disruptor is here to do. We're here to do good in the world. We're here to bring about change. You know, I suppose one of the good things that came about after World War II was the unification of Europe. Even though the UK has now left Europe, but you know, that brought about a sense of unity within Europe. Obviously, I'm not condoning his actions. I think he's a fucking horrific man, and what he did was, like, obviously he's got some heavy fucking karma to deal with, hasn't he? But that is an example of a disruptor whose energy was channeled in the wrong way and caused harm to others. We are not here to cause harm to others. We are not here to do ill to others. We are here to shift the dynamics on the planet. We're here to be a disruptive frequency, to be a glitch in the matrix that creates a glitch in people's psyche, creates a glitch in the consciousness, it creates a glitch in anything that has been built on illusion and lies and greed and power and corruption and like lower self stuff, anything that has been built on power over another, corruption over another, greed, lust, whatever, is here to be torn down. Any industry, any way of being, any system, structure, anything like that is here to be torn down by disruptors. Because we recognize where something is not truth. And because we're born into families and dynamics that need a disruptive frequency. And then we grow up to become these people who are positioned in certain areas of society in order to disrupt that area for the good of all. Not to bring about harm to another. That is an example of somebody whose disruptive energy has been channeled in the wrong way. We're here to impact the world. We're here to influence the world and innovate and create powerful change and shift in the world through the frequency of disruption, which is why it is highly fucking alien. It is such an alien frequency because Earth and humanity have become so stagnant. Humans have become so stagnant. We've become so disconnected from our higher truth. We've become so disconnected from our higher consciousness. We've become so rooted in our lower consciousness with money and greed and, you know, war and division and, you know, lust and sex and whatever, that we've become so disconnected from the divine truth of who we are. We've become so disconnected from our divine blueprint, because the earth has a divine blueprint. The earth, the true earth, is meant to be abundant. It's meant to be joyful and full of love and joy and abundance. It is not meant to be war and fear and division and famine in some parts of the world and poverty or whatever. But that division and fear, it's the fear consciousness that is the frequency that runs on this planet right now. You only have to look at the last few years and the amount of fear and propaganda around COVID and everything. That is not the true blueprint of the planet. The true blueprint of the planet is one of abundance, love, joy, expansion, liberation. And so the disruptors are here to bring that back again by showing people where the systems, beliefs, structures, whatever, industries are not in alignment with their higher self. With me, for example, I see the divine blueprint on the earth. I know the divine blueprint of this planet. I know the divine blueprint of the humans on this planet. I know who somebody is at their core. I can read their core energetic frequency before they incarnated and everything. When their soul was first brought into being, I read that energy. And I activate that energy in my clients. And I push the edge on my clients to go further than they've ever gone before in who they are, because I want to push the edge on who they are, which is where the healing comes in. The pioneering healing, the revolutionary transformation to create such a powerful shift in somebody's consciousness, to create such a powerful shift in somebody's reality and their identity. That is highly disruptive, because I don't believe that when people say, this is who I am, I'm like, it's not. I couldn't give a fuck who you are and what status you've got or what you've achieved in life. If you have some form of misalignment in your life, such as physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, an illness, a way of being, a thought pattern, a family dynamic, or something that does not serve you and is not in alignment with your highest, most divine, purest fucking self, then you are not in alignment with your divine blueprint. And that is where I come in with my clients, to shift that. You know, somebody could have billions in the bank account, but they're miserable as fuck, or they've got anxiety, or they're holding on to trauma, or they're not able to trust people around them. That is not your divine blueprint. That's a misalignment, which is where I come in. People, you know, I put this post on social media the other day. If somebody has been with a trauma coach or a therapist or a counselor or a healer for years upon years upon years for the same fucking thing, then either it's not working for you, or you are addicted to the identity of who you think you are. Because the ego wants to hold on to that identity. The ego wants to hold on to, oh, this is who I am. These are my beliefs. This is what I've been through. This is my experience. It's not your fucking truth, though. That is not the divine blueprint. That is not the truth of who you are, a soul frequency, at your highest frequency consciousness. That's simply an aspect of your identity that you're choosing to hold on to, which is helping you feel safe in the world. Because it's who you've always been. Oh, I've always had this, or I've always had this, or I've always lived like this. Well, if something is out of alignment, if you've got anxiety, depression, holding on to trauma, have an eating disorder, an addiction, maybe you drink too much, maybe Maybe you feel like unhappy in yourself, or you're always chasing the next thing, the next thing, the next thing, whatever it is, it's different for everybody. Then you are out of alignment with your divine blueprint. And that is where I come in with my clients, because I can activate the frequency. I can activate the divine blueprint. I do soul retrieval. Soul retrieval is a very shamanic thing to do, where I time travel with myself, with my clients, because I can see where the root of something is, where whatever pattern, belief, behavior, whatever it is in your life, I can see where that came from another dimension, from another lifetime, and change it at the roots, which is why I'm so passionate about what I call the multidimensional shadow, because the shadow is multidimensional. Anyone who does shadow work, it is not from this lifetime. It is not from this lifetime. It is a pattern of behavior, belief, whatever, from another lifetime. When you find the root in another lifetime, you can transform it instantly. Instantly. This is how I generate such powerful healing for my clients. Instantaneous shifts, instantaneous transformations, things that defy all fucking logic and are a complete mind fuck. Because I can create that energetic shift, because I go to the energetic root, because I am a disruptor, because I can disrupt somebody's consciousness, because I can disrupt somebody's identity, I can disrupt the false pillars of somebody's identity that are propped up on illusion and tear that fucker down to bring about truth, to bring about harmony, to bring about balance, to restore the divine blueprint within you. That is what I do as a disruptor, is to restore that divine blueprint within you, to bring you back into harmony and alignment with the truth of who you are, as your soul, your consciousness, when it first came to being. I bring you back into alignment with that and push the edge on who you are to become that person, to evolve and expand into that person, to liberate yourself from whatever shit doesn't serve you, which means letting go of relationships, letting go of family members, letting go of friendships, letting go of ways you've always thought or ways you've always been, or letting go of certain aspects in your business or your career. It's like when somebody comes into my world, it's such a powerful invitation I have for somebody to come into my world, because I'm asking you to leave everything at the door, everything. Because whatever is not in alignment with your highest, most truest, fucking purest self will leave in my presence, in my frequency, because that is what I do as a catalyst, is activate the energy of healing and truth, of purity, with my fire of purification, to activate that so deeply within you that anything that is out of alignment with who you truly are, that is causing misalignment and disharmony in your life, has to leave. And you can either hold on to it and continue to live in misalignment and have things showing up in your life that aren't quite part of you, such as illnesses or health conditions or autoimmune conditions. They're all part of the disharmony. Or you can let it go and see where you take yourself, where you push the edge on yourself. That's my power as a disruptor, is to disrupt the psyche, is to disrupt the consciousness, is to disrupt the very identity that we hold on to. Because I believe that we all have the capacity to return ourselves to our divine blueprint, to become whole again. I fully believe that we can become whole again, that we're on this planet right now to work through karma and all that other kind of stuff. But we're here to find the lost aspects of ourself, the lost fragments of ourself, which is what soul retrieval is that I do, to find the lost fragments and patch ourselves back up again so that we are whole. That is a whole point of our divine blueprint, is to be whole, is to be in balance, is to be in harmony with who we are at our core frequency. And that is why disruptors are here, is to disrupt the narrative, to disrupt the societies. This isn't about somebody being rebellious or somebody being an angry fucker and just wanting to have a rant about stuff like that and be like, oh yes, I'm a truther, or yes, I'm a rebel, or yes, I'm a, like, you're not. It's a frequency. And the disruptive frequency is a rare frequency. But the disruptor is placed into different parts of society, into different industries to disrupt. To disrupt whatever industry they're in, whatever part of society they're in, because it is necessary right now to bring about the change on the planet, to bring about a higher realm of consciousness, to bring about a movement and a transition to back into a golden age, where we have balance and harmony between the physical and material and the spiritual. And to look around the earth right now, like, we have become so disconnected from the spiritual aspect of who we are. We have become so programmed to seek the material, to seek the physical, to seek the gratification of the lower self through money, sex, food, material gain, whatever it is. We've become so disconnected from the spiritual. You just have to look at the influencer world right now, which, you know, in the next few years will kind of turn on its head. It is so rooted in illusion. It's so rooted in fake fucks, basically, because people think, oh, I can be an influencer and I'm going to talk about this particular product, but I have no intention of using it, or I don't like it. I'm just talking about it to get paid. That is somebody who's addicted to the material, because there's no spiritual there. There's no integrity. There's no authenticity. If somebody's simply selling something for the whole point of getting paid, which, yeah, I'm a business owner as well. I'm not dissing money. This isn't a diss on money, because money is a negative energy. Money is simply a frequency that is neutral. Not a negative energy, sorry. It's a neutral energy. Money is a neutral energy. It's a frequency. It's a neutral frequency. But the world has been conditioned that to be addicted to the material, to want more in the material. And yet we've become disconnected from the spiritual. We've become disconnected from the integrity of who we are and the authenticity, which is where businesses are going right now, which is a term that I use a lot. It's alien empires. And I'm going to be creating a new podcast as well, all about alien empires. And creating ways to work with me deeper if you believe that you have an alien empire within you. Because alien empires and disruptors are here to bring about this new way of being, where it's based on authenticity and truth. So anything in the world, anyone pushing anything, such as the influencers who, oh, I'm going to push this what product it is, but actually I'm out of integrity with myself and I'm only pushing it to get paid. That shit will not work on this planet over time, because people want the spiritual. People want a balance between the spiritual and the material. People want to know that somebody's coming from a place of authenticity, that somebody's coming from a place of truth and integrity and everything. So if your business is focused solely on how much money can I make, that business model will not work in the future. This isn't about not making money. Money is neutral, as I said. Money is a very spiritual thing. Money is a very spiritual energy when it's used for the good of others, when it is created through service to others, through service of the authentic self. How can I be my most authentic self and help you? That is the power of money. But when it's from how can I line my pocket and take from another and become powerful myself, or become really wealthy and successful myself, but at the expense of somebody else and expense of the people around me, that is not for the good of all, and that is not coming from the spiritual. That is coming from an addiction to the material. And I've gone off on a tangent again. I always do. It's how my brain works. But a disruptor is here to disrupt the paradigms, to disrupt society, to disrupt industries, to disrupt beliefs, to disrupt what's always been, to disrupt the patriarchal systems, and to bring a balance between the feminine and the masculine, to bring a balance within the dynamics of power, to bring about change in the world through who we be. It's all about who we be as a disruptor. my voice is going now anyway, but if you would like to work with me deeper, like, I love working with disruptors. I fucking love working with disruptors because I can see the power within you. I can see the frequency within you. I can hold your frequency without it blowing me up, which, you know, is, I've had people leave my life where, you know, shitstorms have been created because they couldn't hold the power of me being in my, you know, my true presence. And it literally just disrupted them. You know, created like a glitch in them, and like, you know, because that's what I do. I burn shit down. I blow shit up. But if you are a disruptor and you recognize yourself as a disruptor, excuse me, when I'm talking so passionately, my voice starts to go and like my throat gets dry. If you recognize yourself as a disruptor or whatever, and you're looking to work deeper on who you are, you're looking to push the edge on who you are, you're looking to expand into a higher frequency consciousness, you're looking to really come into alignment more and more with your divine blueprint and have somebody be that confidant and that guide for you, then reach out to me. On my email, leanne@leannejuliet.com, on social media, wherever, to find out how you can work with me, because I love working with disruptors. I love working deeply with disruptors. You know, my one-to-one work is very exclusive. I only work with a few one-to-one clients a year because I want to be able to give my all to my one-to-one clients. It's very, very exclusive. I'm very discerning with who I work with because I need to know that you can hold my frequency as much as I can hold yours, which is why I don't work with everybody. I'm not interested in surface-level results. I'm not interested in surface-level solutions. I work in the fucking depths of who we are. The absolute fucking depths, the most hidden away aspects of your psyche, parts that you don't even see in yourself, parts of your unconscious that you don't even recognize within you, is where I work. And I take you on such a powerful journey into the depths in order to find the gold and activate the gold and expand you and push the edge on who you are and hold that frequency, because I can hold the power of a disruptor without it, you know, without it blowing me up and destroying me, because I hold that energy to be able to hold your energy. If you're interested in alien empires, or believe you have an alien empire, want to work deeper again, I'll be, you know, reach out to me. I'll also be creating, I do want to create a separate podcast all about alien empires. So I'll be launching that shortly. But I'm glad I got this out. I just what I want to talk about, disruptors. Maybe you recognize them in the world. Maybe you don't. Maybe you've got somebody in your life personally. Maybe you recognize yourself as a disruptor. Who knows? But disruptors are pioneers. Disruptors are here to pivot the world, to disrupt in such a way that it brings about such a cataclysmic change on the planet for the good of humanity. It's always for the good of humanity. Anyone who is coming from a place of destruction and causing harm to another is a disruptor whose energy has been channeled in the wrong way. Maybe that's you as well, and you're looking to harness the power of your energy and harness it back into good of all, something like that. Because, you know, let's face it, some people get onto the wrong path, and I can help turn you around on that. So anyway, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I've really loved talking on this, and I will chat to you all very fucking soon.